This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Welcome to my coronavirus plagued world. From COVID-19, this is Lock and Load.
Can't see me.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. Jay is waiting on franklinarmory.com. We are talking to, I don't get to talk to him very often because he's a pretty busy guy. And he was busy an hour ago. He sent me something that he just filed just an hour ago. But joining me now from the sunny climes of Washington State, and he is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. He is the head of a group of spec ops guys that go out there and actually take the fight to where it needs to be fought, and that would be one young Alan Gottlieb. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, except I wish I were young. Thanks for the kind words.
Well, today's my birthday, so everybody feels young to me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. In the era of the coronavirus pandemic, which is, to me, a media-driven hype machine. There's been a few people out there trying to sound. I heard Phil Murphy out of New Jersey say, when I was putting all this together, I wasn't thinking about the Bill of Rights. And you guys have been really busy. What has the Second Amendment Foundation been doing here in this fun era that we're currently in?
Well, let me first start with Governor Murphy in New Jersey.
Okay.
The truth of the matter, I'm glad he admitted that when he's working on the coronavirus stuff, he's not thinking about the Bill of Rights. But the truth is he never thinks about the Bill of Rights. He never has particularly Second Amendment rights. He's one of those people we sued when we sued the state of New Jersey for their not allowing gun stores to open up, saying they were non-essential. And not only not allowing gun stores to open up, but he shut down the background check system with the state patrol. And in New Jersey, as you're aware, and many of your listeners probably are, the only way you can transfer a firearm is through a licensed dealer. So it meant that you couldn't even loan a firearm to a friend because the whole system was shut down in the state of New Jersey. We filed suit, and the governor in New Jersey then backed down and opened up both allowed the gun stores to open up and also the state patrol background check system, so that people could, buy or sell a firearm, and likewise start the system process going back for the few concealed carry permits that state issues, but also New Jersey to be able to buy the gun, you've got to get the background check first to be able to get the permit to buy the gun. So they've backtracked now, and that's a lawsuit we basically were winning on. We're still in court on it because we want the judge to sign off on a final verdict for us. That they can't do it again and bar them from ever doing it in the future. So actually we've got 11 legal actions that we've either filed or threatened to file and then, places back down on in the last 3 weeks, of which five of them basically at this point are victories already, and there are six that aren't. New Jersey was probably our first victory. That parlayed very quickly to our suit, which didn't get actually put into court in Delaware. But when the governor and the attorney general of Delaware saw a copy of the suit, they decided that we were going to win in court. So they backed down and allowed gun stores to open in Delaware. Similarly, we did file in North Carolina against the county there, where the sheriff refused to issue permits to purchase a gun or to process any people's concealed carry applications. They have backed down with the suit still in court because we want a permanent injunction against them, but they're not issuing them, so that's sort of like a win also. And we also have a victory in Pennsylvania where the governor backtracked and said, okay, gun stores are essential. People have a right to buy firearms for self-protection. Faced with a lawsuit that we're going to file after they saw a copy of it. And then the last one where we've already sort of had a victory is in Washington State, where the governor said gun stores are not essential. He's not reversed himself on that, but the state's refused to enforce the order. So we have all the plaintiffs online, complaint prepared and signed, but we can't file it in court because all the gun stores are open and doing business in defiance of the governor's order, and the governor's not enforcing his order. So those are five of our 11 victories already, and there are six more pending, two in California, one in Northern California, one in Southern California. Both of those have multiple jurisdictions that we're suing and plaintiffs that were, I mean, defendants that we're suing. So they hit multiple jurisdictions. And then we have one in New Mexico that's still pending as well. A Massachusetts one, a Connecticut one still pending, and one today we just filed in Georgia, where, you know, the governor put the emergency order in place, didn't say gun stores were essential or not essential, or that, you know, owning a firearm is not, you know, an essential right. But the state Supreme Court, the head Supreme Court justice of the state Supreme Court, ruled that all the courts in the state legally only have to process things that are essential, and then didn't say that, quote unquote, a permit to carry a firearm is essential. And so what happened was is that all the probate judges in the state of Georgia that issue permits to carry stopped issuing them or renewals. And so as a result, no one can get a permit or a renewal of a permit in the state of Georgia to be able to carry a firearm. And that's the lawsuit we just filed today in federal court.
Now, Let me cover a couple of things just simply because it stymies me that this is actually something that you have to go out and do. The stuff in North Carolina and in California, for example, where you have to go see your sheriff, isn't that sort of a trapping of Jim Crow? Isn't that a Jim Crow era sort of rule in place?
Well, one could argue that because that's what existed back in the Jim Crow era. I think these particular orders in California and in North Carolina are done more with just emergency powers, and they're not based upon the color of your skin. It doesn't matter what your color of your skin is.
Right.
They're refusing to allow you to exercise your constitutional rights no matter what, period. So it may be even worse than the Jim Crow laws because they're discriminating against anybody who wants to, you know, own a firearm for self-protection. In North Carolina, we had already won a previous case known as Bateman versus Purdue. It said under emergency powers laws in North Carolina, they could not suspend your Second Amendment rights. And this sheriff in this county went and did it anyway, even though there's a federal case that we've already won in the state in the past that sets all the case law. So that's why they backtracked as quickly as they did, because they knew they were going to lose again.
We're about to run out of time in this segment. I've got so many questions to ask you, but I mean, regarding these federal cases that have been won, would we be considering this settled law? Isn't that the argument I get here all the time? I get out there and say, you know, I think it should be illegal to kill babies. They tell me, well, Roe versus Wade is settled law. Isn't this settled law when you win a case and there's a precedent set like that?
Well, the precedent that we won in Bateman versus Purdue in North Carolina really only held for North Carolina because the state of North Carolina chose not to appeal it to the appeals court. Of course, we didn't get to the U.S. Supreme Court because of that. So we don't have a ruling that applies to every state in the country. But it's a pretty good precedent that people should follow. After you won that case, many states repealed the provisions in their emergency power laws to stop, to infringe on Second Amendment rights, recognizing that they were unconstitutional. But, you know, in a lot of these blue states in particular, these politicians like the governor of New Jersey never considers the Bill of Rights, doesn't care about the Bill of Rights, only cares about his political power.
Yeah. Hang on for me if you would. If you want to put your money somewhere that will get some immediate gratification, go to saf.org and join them today. My guest is Alan Gottlieb. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trying to hide from coronavirus. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
As the home of the binary trigger, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. Let me ask you a question. Are there enough legal precedents in place to where if strict scrutiny was applied every time that we would not be having this conversation? I'd just be talking to you about whether you think I would look good in a bow tie.
Well, let me say that there's definitely enough cases, precedents that if strict scrutiny was used, which in almost all these cases it should be, that we would win everything. The problem we have is that many of the courts have not gone to strict scrutiny. They've gone to intermediate scrutiny, which, by the way, under that intermediate, we should win almost every one of these cases as well. But what they've gone and done, Bill, is they call it intermediate scrutiny, and then they're virtually using a rational basis test, where the government has to have any kind of compelling interest or a heightened scrutiny. It's just that if they have any interest at all, then it's okay. And so a lot of liberal judges, particularly Obama appointees, a lot of Clinton appointees, basically don't believe in the Second Amendment to start with. They don't believe in the rulings, the Heller and McDonald decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court. So they get around them by lowering the level of scrutiny to the point where the government just has to say, hey, we have an interest, even though they aren't even defining what their interest is. And lo and behold, the courts uphold some of these laws, particularly in the Ninth Circuit. So what we're looking to do is, with any of these cases, is get them up the ladder so that we get a ruling on a definition of what level of scrutiny should really be applied in these cases, and that they define what that level of scrutiny is and how it's worded, so that judges can say, okay, intermediate scrutiny, but we use rational basis as a definition for intermediate. We need to get that stopped, and eventually we will win on that, and we'll get it there. And a lot of that, to be honest, we're going to win because Donald Trump has appointed, you know, a significant number, I think it's about 25% of the federal judiciary now. He's nominated and got confirmed, a large percentage of judges to the federal court system, so that the balance is now starting to tip in our favor in a lot of these circuits. If he can get elected to another 4 years, the courts can be transformed on Second Amendment rights for generations to come.
Now, speaking of precedent, now, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there a time when, and I think his name is Chang out of the Seventh Circuit, wasn't he an Obama appointee? Didn't he tell Chicago that you have to have gun shops in Chicago if you're going to require them to meet all this criteria in order to get a gun? Wasn't there some sort of ruling like that a few years back?
Yeah, this all started with the suit the Second Amendment Foundation actually filed, known as the Zill versus Chicago, which we filed after we won the McDonald versus Chicago case, which said you couldn't basically own a gun in your own home. Chicago changed the law to say, okay, you can own a gun in your own home, but you had to have training. But we have a ban on gun stores and gun ranges in Chicago, so there's no way you can get training unless you leave the jurisdiction. We won that suit as well, and the court argued there's a Second Amendment right to be able to be trained. It doesn't stop at your front door. And then Chicago changed their law again, and said you can get a gun store, but put so many restrictions on it that there was no way to be able to open a gun store. We filed again as the Zell 2 versus Chicago, and we won on that as well. Those two rulings then were used by the judge you referenced in Chicago to say they couldn't ban gun stores either. And at this juncture, I don't even know if there still is a gun store that's open in Chicago yet or not. I know we have a suit on behalf of a number of different people, two suits actually, where Chicago wouldn't let them open the stores. Now Chicago's arguing that they could, but we're suing for damages that the people put all this money in. They bought property. They signed leases to open up gun stores, and then you wouldn't let them do it. They lost a lot of money and a lot of income, and, you know, you should be held liable for it. Those cases are working their way through the federal courts right now as we speak.
One of the things that's very frustrating for me, I don't know of any of the Bill of Rights that is maligned in such a patchwork way as the Second Amendment. And I sometimes, I've been looking, I saw, I think Dean Weingarten wrote an article about how truckers should be putting something together to try to go after, having all of these border restrictions suspended and saying the Second Amendment is one of the rights, it's enumerated, it pre-exists, E-I-E-I-O, and just obliterate this patchwork of stuff. And I know that, if it was I know it has to do primarily with who's in the White House, because if it was a Democrat, nobody would be listening to states' rights, right?
Right. I mean, that's really true. When it comes to the anti-gun movement, when they can't get things passed on the federal level, then they argue that they should be able to do it if the states have rights. My argument with this whole theory is that I believe in states' rights, totally. But I also believe in individual rights. And the Second Amendment isn't about states' rights. It's about an individual's right to keep and bear arms. So if a state is going to try and use its rights to infringe on an individual's rights, then every bit of federal law should be used to stop the states from doing that, because your constitutional rights don't stop at a state border.
I can't tell you how many road trips I would take if I didn't. This reminds me, when I was in Europe, when the wall was still up, and if you wanted to go to see Berlin, you had to drive a little bit through East Germany, and you had to be concerned with every kilometer or so, because they would change the speed limit to try to catch you speeding. Every kilometer or so. You'd come out of West Germany, you could go so fast you could go back in time. But in East Germany, they're trying to catch you. And this almost reminds me of this, where you have to be concerned about, I'm going to be driving through Maryland. And do you remember the Philippides family that got pulled over in Maryland because he was from Florida and headed to New Jersey and he had a permit and they basically stripped his car down on the side of the road? I mean, That's just nonsense. That's just crazy. I tell you what.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. When we come back, I guess, from your break.
Yes.
Is that what we're headed to? I'd like to talk about that a little bit, because it gets a little bit more important, not just states, but within a state, different cities and counties.
Well, let's
talk about that when we come back.
Let's do that. And for those of you that are interested in the Second Amendment Foundation, go to saf.org. You can look at their news and releases, and you better have a little bit of time, maybe a sandwich. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is criticizing Democrats for blocking additional aid to a popular small business relief fund that has run dry.
The program ran out of money and shut down, just as I warned a week ago.
The senator continues,
"It's absolutely surreal to see Democratic leaders treat support for workers and small businesses as something they need to be goaded into supporting."
Treasury Department and IRS officials say they're working to fix the problem in getting Americans their stimulus checks. The Washington Post is reporting many Americans report either not getting the check yet or getting the wrong amount. Some parents say they did not get that extra $500 for each of their children under 17. Error messages are also popping up on IRS.gov. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dodging COVID-19. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Alan Gottlieb, the director of Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. And if I had some soap opera music, I'd be going, when we last left off, I was asking him about the Philippides family. And you wanted to expand on that a little bit beyond what I know, so please do.
Yeah, your point you were raising, of course, was that when you cross state lines, gun laws change, and you don't know what the law is in the next state, and they try to pop you, and like your speed limit stuff that you were talking about, in Germany, in East Germany. Well, now the anti-gunners are getting worse than this, because what they want to do is many of our states have what we call preemption laws, so that you have a state law, and it's uniform throughout the state, so it's easy to understand and follow. They want to get rid of the preemption laws so that every city and town can pass their own gun control statute. So in Washington State, as an example, Seattle could restrict guns any way they want. And if you live, in a neighboring town, driving into the city for dinner on a Saturday night, lo and behold, you could find yourself arrested for breaking a local law. And you had no idea what it was going to be. And, while we have 50 states, there could be 50 different laws. Inside a state, you have, hundreds and hundreds of local jurisdictions. And so they want to create this patchwork of laws that make it impossible to own, use a firearm for self-protection or for other means, or lawful means. And particularly the Bloomberg people with his Everytown group and the Brady anti-gun people and the Gabby Giffords group are lobbying in all 50 states right now to try and change the laws so you can have a patchwork quilt of anti-gun laws in the state to ensnare and entrap gun owners.
That sounds nefarious. It sounds like just like East Germany.
Well, you know, some of these anti-gun prohibition people aren't much different than a lot of the bureaucrats that probably ran East Germany.
Well, I would have to agree with you there. As you're telling me all this stuff, I was just thinking, I wonder what a company could do. We need to get a company together that can build like a very, very heavily concealed gun safe in your car. So where you can hide your gun, I guess. This is one of the reasons I don't go to certain things. Like, I became aware of GRPC the year you held it in Chicago, which I didn't go to that one. I haven't ever been to any of it, but I definitely didn't go to that one, simply because I don't go anywhere in most cases unless I can carry a gun when I get there.
Well, this year's GRPC hopefully will be done live like in the future, like in the past,
right?
In Orlando, Florida, in late September. And, of course, the gun rights, GRPC Gun Rights Policy Conference, last year it was in Phoenix, Arizona, and we had over 1,100 gun rights activists, which is an all-time record. We're hoping to duplicate that again in Orlando. And everybody in Who's Who in the gun rights movement is sort of there, so you need to be there, but so do a lot of your listeners, and it's free. So if any of your listeners want to attend, if they go to saf.org, they can register now, and hopefully this virus will be long past by late September, and we'll be able to do it live. We have contingency plans to stream it and have speakers all over the country participating if we have to. But our hope is to keep it live because the networking that goes on is so important. And the people you get to meet and ideas you get to, you know, share in the down breaks and at the dinners, functions, and, you know, receptions are so key and critical to gun rights and the movement. That I'm just praying we can hold it live. So again, at saf.org, any of your listeners can sign up, and it's totally free.
That's within driving distance, and it's a gun-free state, sort of. Well, not. I don't. How would you characterize Florida now? Have they gone to the dark side?
Well, it was still one of the better states. I mean, there's no doubt that movement too far to move it to the dark side. We've been winning most of those battles, so they haven't gotten there. And over the last, you know, couple decades, laws in Florida in a lot of areas, in a lot of respects, have gotten a lot better. So I call it a pretty gun-free state, gun-friendly state.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm curious about this, simply because of what we see happening now. I have always said that it behooves the gun control movement for rampage killings to occur, because that's their big, tall pyre that they climb on top of. Dead people make their cause. They're always looking for a reason to impose gun control, and they're always looking for that emotional tug, so that whenever we have a rampage, and better, it's better for them when we have kids involved. And I've always thought, man, you're pretty cynical about that. I feel like I'm being sort of cynical about it. But then I see now where, on one hand, they're trying to close gun shops in certain states, and they're letting prisoners out of prison. And I think one committed a murder the day after they let him out of prison for his compassionate coronavirus release. Is this something that are they happy when crime occurs, you think, on the anti-gun side, so that they have a trendy reason to push for gun control?
Well, it sure seems that way, doesn't it? Particularly when you look at the fact that when people use firearms for self-defense and stop a criminal, capture a criminal, or kill a violent criminal in the commission of his act, they never report on it. They never want to talk about it. They want to totally ignore it and pretend it didn't happen. So they can't have it both ways. So one has to then assume that when they try to push their policies, when a criminal, you know, does in fact get away with a crime using a firearm to try and further their anti-gun prohibition agenda, that one has to assume they love standing on dead bodies.
I refer to it as tap dancing in the blood. Because and this is the thing, though. This is the thing. How come the American public doesn't see this? for what it is. When you see Bloomberg rolling in there, and you can't see him because of his phalanx of baby Huey linebacker-type armed security detail that's surrounding him, why is it better for him to survive in a life-threatening moment than anybody else? Why is he more important? Why don't people look at this and use a little critical thinking and say, you know, I don't care if Bloomberg, I don't care for anything he does or anything. He's not part of me or my philosophy. Why is he more important than me? Why aren't people asking this kind of stuff?
Well, a lot of people do ask that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, the gun prohibition, gun ban lobby in this country doesn't really care about that. I mean, it is a whole lot of elitists like Bloomberg that drive their movement both in attitude and in funding, and they don't really care. I mean, they just think they know better than everybody else, and they want to impose stuff on us. And of course, they're very well protected because they have their armed guards, and they don't really care. So what we're looking at is unequal justice, and for us, we really care about the equality of gun rights.
Well, I mean, I can't afford an armed detail. I'd love to have one because, you know, sometimes carrying a gun, in my state, there's no provision at all for open carry. So if I flash it, I've got to keep it hid. And if I could just have my own armed detail, that would be so much more gooder than I could just walk around and not worry about my shirt blowing up. But,
you know, Bloomberg spends more money an hour on armed security than I've spent on guns to protect my family my whole life.
Wow. We're heading into the next break. For those of you that are interested in looking at Second Amendment Foundation, it's saf.org. They have various ways for you to join, various newsletters you can subscribe to, and you can see what they do because they're never, ever sitting still. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wide-eyed, I'm coming back at you, although I am hiding from COVID-19. This is Lock and Load.
Look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy.
This portion of the show when I needed to push away, afraid to say, is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
franklinarmory.com. Go check them out. They are running wide open right now. Trust me, they are in business. And we're talking to Alan Gottlieb, who's also running wide open right now. He's definitely in business from the Second Amendment Foundation. So we get to go up against Gropey Joe, who has quite the colorful and revisionist record when it comes to gun control. He's for the Second Amendment. He says that all the time. And if you don't believe him, he'll cuss you out and then invite you outside.
Yeah, Joe Biden is quite the character when it comes to the gun issue. He always talks out of both sides of his mouth. I guess he's got a double-barreled mouth. I mean, on one hand, he likes to say, I support the Second Amendment, but there's always this big but. I support the Second Amendment, but you shouldn't be able to get a permit to carry a gun. But you shouldn't be able to have a semi-automatic firearm. But you should jump through all these hoops before we let you have one. But we should have a national registration system. But everything the anti-gun people want to do is fine with me because I want their votes and I want their money.
Sounds about right. some of this stuff, I mean, he's really into shotguns for some stupid reason. And I would love to point out to him, how come the police, if they're so good, how come the cops don't carry them? Why isn't that their only weapon? Why don't they just carry shotguns, sir?
Well, I think you're saying that he once made this shotgun comment about, I think, was you don't need a handgun. All you need is a shotgun, and you can send that on your deck and just, if somebody tries to break in your house tonight, and they're outside your house, you just aim and shoot, it'll scare them away. of course, you know, the shot might hit your neighbor's house next door. I mean, I don't think the guy even owns a shotgun. I wouldn't be surprised if he never fired a shotgun. But I wouldn't be surprised if he came running for president, running around with a shotgun in his hand, pretending he's for a gun, just like people like Bill Clinton did, you know, in the past. Or John Kerry did in the past, who supported every gun control bill that ever came down the pike, so to speak, but, you know, didn't want to lose gun owners' votes because a lot of Democrats own guns as well, and so they played this game. You know, but things are changing a little bit out there, and I think one of the things that I think Joe Biden needs to look at is in the last month or two, the record amount of gun sales we've had in this country. People aren't voting for gun control. They're voting for gun rights by going out and spending their dollars to protect themselves. And most of those people who have gone out and bought guns are first-time gun owners. Some of the gun stores have been reporting that 90% of their business are first-time buyers. And what's amazing is these first-time buyers have always been told how easy it is to get a gun. You know, it's easier to get a gun than it is to get a cheeseburger. Well, there are no drive-through gun stores in this country. You know, there's laws that stop that kind of that stuff. You got all these restrictions you have to go through in many states. You have to get permits before you walk in to buy the gun. And then with the coronavirus, they shut that down so you can't do it. The so-called waiting periods before you can pick up the gun. You can't just buy it and walk out of the store with it, you know, in most places in the country. And the so-called, you know, 10-day, 15-day waiting periods now end up running, you know, 35, 40, 60 days in some places because they can't process your paperwork in time. If there's a mix-up between your name and somebody else's name in a database, you might find yourself going 18 months before you're able to buy a gun. So a lot of people have gone in and tried to buy guns, you know, out of these record numbers of buyers you've seen in the last couple months, only to find out they can't even get one, and they're not really a disqualified person. They have every right to own one, but the record system is so screwed up that they can't buy one, and now they're getting very frustrated. Those are the kind of voters that will no longer vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah, and the Bernie bros are gone, too. But I want to look at one thing just for the pretense of it, the waiting period, right? Like in California, the 10-day waiting period, which didn't stop Elliot Rodgers at all, did it? But anyway.
And now in California, they're demanding background checks. Even though you've gone through background checks to buy your gun, you have to go through a background check every single time you buy more ammunition.
And I suppose even if you have a permit, you have to go through a background check.
Yes.
Yeah. So this waiting period, ostensibly, I would think that they think it's a cooling off period. Like, I'm going to go to the gun store, and I'm going to go to California gun store and go, hey, what have you got that I can kill somebody with? Well, we got this here, but you have to wait 10 days, and we hope you calm down by the time you pick it up, okay? So you pass the background check, and congratulations, you can come back in 10 days and get it. Isn't the idea that if I have... then I'm basically in the middle of a conspiracy to commit murder. Isn't that a crime?
Well, let me talk about background check this way.
Okay.
The other side basically put him in knowing that data shows that they have no effect on stopping crime whatsoever.
I know.
You know, an anecdotal story here and there where somebody went in the heat of passion, bought a gun, you know, and killed somebody. It's happened. But the bottom line is, in most cases, well, they'll wait the 10 days and then they'll kill somebody if they're that kind of person. But the really interesting thing is that why the anti-gunner supported it was none of those reasons. They supported it because they figured if they put a roadblock in to make you go back and, you know, 10 days later to pick it up, made it harder for you to get, less people would go through the hoops and buy them. There'd be less gun sales. Less gun sales, there'd be less gun stores because some of them would go out of business, and therefore other people wouldn't be able to buy guns either. That was their real logic. But, you know, on the way to their logic, something else happened. What they don't realize is most gun stores, don't have, like, lots of foot traffic. If you're not a Walmart, if you're a small gun store, you don't have tons and tons of customers.
Right.
So if a customer has to come back 10 days later, there's a good chance he's going to buy another gun, not buy ammunition, might buy some accessories, and the gun store actually makes more money, not less money, by having a waiting period.
Right.
So the whole thing backfires right in their face.
Right. And what about these, like Northam just passed one gun per 30, every 30 days, which I don't know that I would ever be in a position where I'm like, you know, I'd like to go on a shooting spree, but I only have four guns and I don't have the one I want the most and I can't get it for 30 days. I mean,
that is just striking out a gun hatred because you hate guns and people that own them. There's absolutely no proof anywhere that stops criminals from committing crimes or has any impact whatsoever on crime rates. You know, they tend to, when they started that years ago, you know, Virginia had it once before and then it got repealed. And when they first put it in, their logic was, well, this is going to stop people from going in buying mass guns and taking them to states with more restrictive gun control laws. But, you know, if you buy multiple guns, you have to fill out, the dealer fills out a multiple purchase thing and sends it into the ATF so they can trace and track who you are and why you bought multiple guns.
Right.
So the bottom line is there's already something, in place to stop that from happening. So by doing it again, all they're doing is trying to make it more difficult for people and demonize guns and gun ownership. It's more demonization than anything else.
Well, once again,
and again, it's so arbitrary. You know, why one gun a month? Maybe it should be one gun every quarter, or one gun every year, or maybe no guns. That's where they want to get down to.
Yeah, the thing I always bring up Elliot Rodgers, because Elliot Rodgers is the complete and total breakdown of everything they tried, because he went through the 10 days, he waited 30 days in between purchases, and he had 41 10 round magazines when he went out. He played the game. He played their stupid game, and he still was a rampage killer. And that's the perfect illustration of why that doesn't stop anything. But I digress. I'm on a rant and everything else because, today's my birthday, and I get to do it. Before we run out of time, if you are interested in what Alan does on a daily basis, and I mean going to the front page of Second Amendment Foundation, the first thing they have is news and releases, and I mean, they had a release on the 16th, the 10th, the 9th, the 1st of April. They had four releases in April, and it's only halfway through. March, they had two on the 31st. I mean, they're just out there shooting and moving, figuratively. One day you're going to have to tell me how you have all of these attorneys that can work in all of these states. That logistical little morsel would be quite interesting to hear all in and of itself. But we'll do it again another time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. I know that you're in the middle of a vacation, and I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me on and helping get the word out. It's much appreciated and needed right now. Thank you.
There you go. Find for more information about the Second Amendment Foundation, go to saf.org. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.